In November's election, New Jersey voters passed a constitutional amendment permanently dedicating money to conserve open space, farmland, and historic buildings. But now New Jersey's historic preservation advocates say the amendment has not provided them with a permanent solution. New Jersey Public Radio's Emma Jacobs reports they're now battling for a larger share of a shrinking pie.
Growing up in the sleepy shore town of Margate in the 1960s, Richard Helfand used to hang out on the avenue which runs along the water.
There was this hot dog stand called Lenny's, and it was right here on the corner, and that was open 24 hours a day. And they had the best hot dogs on the planet.
And next to the hot dog stand loomed Lucy, an elephant, a six-story gray elephant built to attract visitors in 1881. In such a state of disrepair that she'd been condemned.
We would ride our bikes here sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, have hot dogs, and break inside the elephant and eat them.
Margate residents helped to get Lucy reopened. Helfand is now the elephant's executive director. He says Lucy, like hundreds of landmarks all over the state from New Jersey's long and fabled history, have gotten money for repairs from the New Jersey Historic Trust. But now the trust, which supports these buildings, is threatened with collapse, supporters say, by a funding crisis. For years, New Jersey's farmland, open space, and historic conservation programs were funded by state bond issues, by borrowing. But in November, voters passed a constitutional amendment dedicating a portion of the corporate sales tax forever. Open space advocate Tom Gilbert led supporters of the amendment. He says everyone knew there would be less money.
There were certain details that were left to be, you know, worked out later.
Details on how the money, about $80 million a year, will get divided. In the best case scenario for the New Jersey Historic Trust that's under consideration, they'd get $2.4 million, less than half of what they got a few years ago. And even then, the legislation would only let them use about 5% of it to run the office that would fund and supervise preservation work. Janet Foster is vice chair of the board of the Historic Trust.
That would run the New Jersey Historic Trust out of business, frankly.
So now she and her old allies, the environmental advocates who worked together to pass the constitutional amendment, are in an awkward situation.
I do not ever want to suggest that we should be in opposition with them, but I am.
At a state Senate hearing in March, preservationists made polite requests for other groups to give up a little of their share. The farmland camp wasn't having any of it, saying they were already too short. Finally, Gregory Ramad, an open space advocate, lost his temper with the farmland people for taking too much from everybody.
I think farmland was greedy. There were pigs at the trough. I say that with, I'm being harsh.
And even if the legislators they testified before can arbitrate between these passionate groups, there's still Governor Chris Christie. He wants to redirect a quarter of the money to patch the general fund, which could mean even less money for historic preservation. Democratic legislators say they'll fight to stop him. For WNYC, I'm Emma Jacobs.